This is Roberto and Cheryl Sabas reading from Acts 7, verses 2 through 4, 8 through 15, and 17 to 38. Stephen responded, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. Our glorious God appeared to our ancestor Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he settled in Haran. God told him, 'Leave your homeland and kin, and go to the land that I will show you.' So Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. God gave him the covenant confirmed through circumcision. Accordingly, 8 days after Isaac's birth, Abraham circumcised him. Isaac did the same with Jacob, and Jacob with the 12 patriarchs.
Because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him into slavery in Egypt. God was with him, however, and rescued him from all his troubles. The grace and wisdom he gave Joseph were recognized by Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who appointed him ruler over Egypt and over his whole palace. A famine came upon all Egypt and Canaan, and great hardship came with it. Our ancestors had nothing to eat. When Jacob heard there was grain in Egypt, he sent our ancestors there for the first time. During their second visit, Joseph told his brothers who he was, and Pharaoh learned about Joseph's family. Joseph sent for his father Jacob and all his relatives, 75 in all, and invited them to live with him. So Jacob went down to Egypt, where he and our ancestors died."
When it was time for God to keep the promise he made to Abraham, the number of our people in Egypt had greatly expanded. But then another king rose to power over Egypt who didn't know anything about Joseph. He exploited our people and abused our ancestors. He even forced them to abandon their newly born babies so they would die. That's when Moses was born. He was highly favored by God, and for 3 months, his parents cared for him in their home. After he was abandoned, Pharaoh's daughter adopted and cared for him as though he were her own son. Moses learned everything Egyptian wisdom had to offer, and he was a man of powerful words and deeds.
When Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his family, the Israelites. He saw one of them being wronged, so he came to his rescue and evened the score by killing the Egyptian. He expected his own kin to understand that God was using him to rescue them, but they didn't. The next day he came upon some Israelites who were caught up in an argument. He tried to make peace between them by saying, "You are brothers. Why are you harming each other?" The one who started the fight against his neighbor pushed Moses aside and said, "Who appointed you as our leader and judge? Are you planning to kill me like you killed that Egyptian yesterday?" When Moses heard this, he fled to Midian, where he lived as an immigrant and had 2 sons.
40 years later, an angel appeared to Moses in the flame of a burning bush in the wilderness near Mount Sinai. Enthralled by the sight, Moses approached to get a closer look, and he heard the Lord's voice. "I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Trembling with fear, Moses didn't dare to investigate any further. The Lord continued, "Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. I've clearly seen the oppression my people have experienced in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning. I've come down to rescue them. Come, I am sending you to Egypt."
This is the same Moses whom they rejected when they asked, "Who appointed you as our leader and judge?" This is the Moses whom God sent as leader and deliverer. God did this with the help of the angel who appeared before him in the bush. This man led them out after he performed wonders and signs in Egypt at the Red Sea and for 40 years in the wilderness. This is the Moses who told the Israelites, "God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your own people." This is the one who was in the assembly in the wilderness with our ancestors and with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai. He is the one who received life-giving words to give to us.